Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalo Rada Radio. The fuck you listen to? Better nobody. Strictly wicked motherfucker. Yeah. Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rada Radio. Duggers, where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we scared of shit. Bringing duggers, where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin this shit. Off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's some teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, super boring. It's fine, it's warm, the dark as fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns, chopping something. Turn up on me, doing nothing. Must be fucking fucked on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit we spitting. Wicked bridges, open bridges, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bring it, dog, cause where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it, dog, cause where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating up your dick. Twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rada Radio. It's your host, Tavi Cole, Gil Gio Cole, Second Killer. Tonight, we interview Jugatti, and once again, Mumra.
Yep.
Now we just wait for them to call in.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm going to kick back and have me a nice fucking cold bottle of ale.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chris, keep an eye on the soundboard.
I will.
But, you probably should have, uploaded some tracks by him, though, too, this entire week.
Probably should have. And the guy said that he'll be calling in a few seconds.
All right. But we do have Speedy with us. Speedy, do you plan on asking any questions during this interview?
Probably not. I don't know who it is, so probably not.
Well, yeah, that's the point. Well, that's the point of an interview. You can ask them questions and find out things about them.
Well, probably not.
So basically, all you're going to learn is the weird questions we ask and their answers to it.
We got 3 guests up in the room already. Guess what's good, sign in, so that way you get your questions at to Jugatti and Mumra, if you got them. We do got Jugatti with us right now. What's going on, homie?
Yo, what up?
Shit, man, kicking back, drinking some fucking hail.
What's good?
Just chilling, man. Chris, man, do your thing, man.
Okay, so what made you, want to get in music?
What made me want to do music?
Yeah.
I've been around hip-hop probably since 85, 86. My step-pop, you know, I was brought up listening to hip-hop. And, you know, it's just in my blood. And not more, not less.
Okay. So, like, what kind of artists did you look up to when you started, like, getting into this music?
Well, for the longest time, like, my biggest influences have been, like, Boot Camp Click, Sean Price, Get Out My Frick, stuff like that. I mean, Philly rap, you know, I'm from West Philly, like, Freeway, Beanie Siegel, you know, the usual suspects from Philly, you know.
Okay, cool, cool. Let's see.
All right, yo, I got a question. So, Jugatti, man, I got to ask you, man.
What's
up? How did you get the name Jugatti?
Jugatti it's a couple different things. Like, people, my name's Drew, so people call me Drew. And Gotti is, a lot of people get it fucked up and think I'm talking about John Gotti, but it's more or less, the way I spell it, it's like Arturo Gotti, like the boxer. Like, he was one of the best boxers of all time, and he's Italian. So to me, it's just like, you know, my name is just a bunch of words put together. Like, you could take it either way, Arturo Gotti, John Gotti, whatever it is, and then... with Castellano. Castellano was, you know, the big boss of the New York mob before John Gotti. John Gotti actually had Castellano assassinated. So, you know, throughout my life dealing with things, I'm Sicilian. I was the first person in my family born in America. So, you know, the mob had a big influence on my actual personal life, family, and things like that. So, I mean, that's where it comes from, but, I mean, it's a slang word. Drugatti also is a slang word in Sicilian for a drug addict, you know. I struggled with drugs for a long time, but I'm glad to say now I'm cool. So, you know, I just don't ever want to forget my past or where I came from. So I just stuck with that name.
Hell yeah, man. Now, of course, you know, before, you know, settling with the name Drugatti, Did you go through, like a list of other names?
I used to go by the name Bastard Child, because through my whole life, since I was 3 or 4 years old, I grew up without a pop. So, you know, and at the same time, like, there nobody helped me do music. I started doing music myself, me and my little brother. So, to me, being the bastard child means there was no father to what I did. Nobody got me really into it. I just started doing it because I wanted to do it. It wasn't like, oh, this person raps, so I'm a rap. I just started making music. I was always writing poetry as a kid, so it was just right.
Hell yeah, man. That's what's up, man. You know, and you know, like I say, you know, just because of that, you know, I give you bad fucking props for it, man.
That's what's up. I appreciate it.
All right, Chris,
I mean,
man, go for it.
Definitely,
man,
worked your way up with that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to put it to you this way. Let me put it to you this way. A lot of people know who I am. You know what the funny thing is? I probably got less than 20 songs that people have ever heard, and I have 0 CDs out. But motherfuckers know who I am on a world scale basis. Like, well, I don't even know how to type on a computer like a normal person. Like, and that shit just blows my mind. That's what I love about music, and how people show me love and give me the respect that I don't think I deserve respect from anybody, because most of the times I don't respect a lot of people, but I'm a cool dude. So it's just like, you know what I mean, I appreciate you guys letting me come on this radio show and stuff, because, I mean, you must have got the word of who I am or you know, and things like that. And that's mad love. Like, you guys are always good with me.
Hell yeah, man. Chris, man, you got more questions you want to ask?
Actually, I can't ask you what happens. What you always do during the show. So can you ask him a question?
What's up?
Ask him.
I couldn't see what you said. I'm sorry.
Have you asked me something? Just right now.
All
right,
bud. You got to check it out. This is, you know, a question that, you know, that we love asking artists to come up on here. You know, like, you know, like we get different, you know, we get different responses from it.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, man. If we were to get you high,
yeah,
give you $75 and put you in a Walmart with no food and no drinks, what would you buy?
What would I buy? Shit. Man, that's like an honest question. See, I'm not really picky sometimes. Like, if you got me high and you took me to Walmart and gave me $75, let's see. I'll buy like 2 cases of Top Ramen, like 3 bags, these curls.
But the thing is, though, man, there's no food or drinks.
Oh, no food or drinks? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Then fuck it. I'm going to go back to my roots. I'm going to buy $75 worth of roller paint, rollers, and spray paint, and I'm going to go paint my ass off on buildings and shit until the next day where I can find a bitch that's going to feed me for the rest of the night.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
That's what a lot of people don't know about me. I'm a Philly, you know, Philly's real big with graffiti, and I'm a graffiti artist. Like, I spent nights sleeping on roofs and shit like that, back and forth on the train. Like, I spent more time in my adolescence and teenage years on the street and on trains and roofs than I did at the house.
Hell yeah, bud. I mean, you know, definitely stick to your roots no matter what.
I mean, if I can't buy food, it's going to be art supplies. That up.
Hell yeah, bud. Crispin, you got any more questions you want to ask him?
I'll go with the other random question that we always ask, which is, if you could, would you fuck a zombie prostitute?
No, because the bitch will bite my dick. And then I'm going to be a zombie, and then I can't record music no more. Fuck that.
Okay.
I will fuck a prostitute in a zombie Halloween costume.
That could probably work, too.
Definitely would.
And I'll do that shit with no condom. Just the, you know what I mean? I'm like the old dirty bastard, reincarnated. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. All right, so here's my next question, be mine. If you could do a fucking, all right, if you could collab with any artist dead or alive, who would it be?
If I could collab with anybody dead or alive, it would be Big Pun.
Hell yeah, bun.
Big Pun was a real inspiration. Growing up when I was younger, I was fat. Like, I'm fat now, but when I was younger, I was fat. I weighed probably as much as I do now as I was younger, and I had lost weight for a while. But when I was younger, and I just seen, like, Biggie, you know, since I'm from the East Coast, people are always like, Biggie this, Biggie that. And he really wasn't an influence to me musically-wise because, like, he had skills, but me, he didn't have enough music for me to be like, oh, he's the greatest rapper of a long time and this. But with Pun gave me like self-esteem. Like, if this 500, 600 pound motherfucker sitting there fucking with bitches and doing his thing, then what am I bitching about if I'm a little 250 pound 12-year-old kid? Like, you know what I mean? There ain't no reason to be all worried about being fat and shit like that. Like, it don't matter. You just gotta be somebody. You gotta do what you gotta do. So, yeah, it would be a Big Pun.
Hell yeah, man. Alright, man. So, alright, so, you know, like, so, my question, man, is, you know, like, how did you and Mumra meet up, man?
Alright, I moved from Philly to Arizona in 2010, and I was on a record label out there, and the head of the label was like trying to find new artists.
Because I was probably like the only artist on the label besides two other people who were just like the dudes running the label. And then we had this other squad, but they were corny. Like, I ain't ever do no music with them or nothing. And he was like, well, check this dude out. And then ended up being Wicked One. So I was like, yeah, add him. Like, he does the kind of music I fuck with. What's up? Add him. And then me and Wicked ended up being, like, best friends. And actually, we got kicked off the label together. Like, because we kept, like, starting trouble with artists out in Arizona, and it was just like people only wanted me and him to do shows, and they kept clowning our label, and we were like, fuck it, we'll do our own thing. And then he kept trying to get me a Mission Infect, and people weren't feeling it on the inside of Infect. They were like, no, no, no. But then Mum Ra, you know, he put his foot down, being the OG he is, and he was like, no, I'm a general, and in fact, if I want you guys in effect, that's what it is. And to be honest with you, for 2 years, I talked to Mum Ra without meeting him, and so we did the Infect the Weed concert this past October. So, I mean, that's how I know him. I've been talking to him for the longest, and then I finally met up with him, and it was just like, it was like peace. Like, we're into the same thing, because I'm 30 years old, and Mum Ra is like my old head, so it's just like we see things differently than a lot of young artists that are doing music. Even though I've been doing music for the least amount of time out of anybody I fuck with, at the same time, I've been around music so long that he knows I know what I'm talking about, and we see eye to eye on a lot of things, so we just clicked like since day one. So, yeah, I met him through being down with Infect before all the bullshit happened, and they got rid of a bunch of us. They didn't even get rid of us. I quit, in fact. Simple and plain. Because I wasn't going to let somebody make money off my name without me seeing a penny from it. So I was cool with that.
Definitely understand that, man.
Yeah.
All right, get out. I'll check it out, man. You know, now, this is an old question, that hasn't been asked on the show in, I don't know, maybe like a couple of years. But I'll check it out. You know, what are your fears?
My fears?
Yep.
To be honest with you, a couple of months ago, right after I turned 30, I realized that I'm a 30-year-old dude, and there ain't no way I can rewind time. I'm not afraid to die, but at the same time, I'm afraid that I don't have enough time now to do what I want to do, and that's why right now I'm just doing what I got to do and trying to fit in everything that I want to do in life before I go, because, you know, the kind of life I used to live, I didn't care if I died or not, but now that I got a clear mind, I'm just trying to live, man. And the scariest thing is you never know what could happen, especially doing music. I mean, I know a lot of people that don't know about music think it is dangerous. I mean, in some parts it is, depending on the kind of artist you are. But, you know, I could go do a diss track on somebody tomorrow, and just because they think they're tough, they shoot me and I'm dead. And, like, that doesn't scare me. But at the same time, it does, because, like, I'm not going to back down from somebody. Like, I take a lot of shit personal, and it's just because that's how I came up. Like, somebody disrespects you, you deal with that with people. Like, I put out diss tracks, and people are like, oh, I'm not responding. And I'm like, you're not going to respond because you're afraid. And it's just like, I know it's just music, but at least respond. If you got skill, respond. Like, Don't like me and Wicked went to a show. It was a mixtape release party for the dude that me and Wicked did that Way Off the Subject track. It was a diss track. And the dudes we dissed were there. So we started filming the video for that diss track in the VIP at this dude's mixtape release party. And the dude started crying and got us kicked out the club. Like, oh, they dissed us on the track. Like, crying. Like,
like a baby. Like, that shit is whack, man. and that just goes back to, like, the only thing I'm really afraid of is somebody being stupid and trying to take my life over some dumb shit instead of just handling it like a man and, like, doing what they got to do. I mean, for me, it's whatever, but that's my fear. My fear is not having enough time to do everything I want to do before I die.
That's what's up, bud. Chris, you got any questions you want to ask?
I always hate how I always go blank during interviews. So let's see. Like, what's the weirdest thing that has ever happened to you during a show?
The weirdest thing during a show. All right. I'm going to put this out there. I was doing a show. It was during the day. And there was a lot of models around, a lot of, like, big-name people in Arizona, and it was a benefit for the soldiers. Now, without naming any names, I was with another artist or two, and we were, you know, hanging out at the show. We did our set and everything else. And this flashy motherfucker with all this jewelry on and Gucci and this, that, and the third, and this big, tall Russian motherfucker comes up to me and these artists, and we're outside in broad daylight. There's photographers and everything the fuck else. And we're sitting at the table having a drink, and it's daytime. There's bouncers out there, everything. And we're in an enclosed gate area. And these motherfuckers bust out big chunks of fucking coke and start cutting up lines on the fucking table in broad daylight in front of every fucking person there. Like, we're at a public event, like, and they're like, yeah, do this coke with us. And we were like, what the fuck? Like, these dudes are crazy. Like, that's probably one of the craziest things I ever went through, just to see how everybody else reacted. Knowing that, like, I partied with these people, these artists I was with, and then, like, to see them not respond to it like I thought they would, you know what I mean? Like, they were like, oh shit, like, that's crazy, I'm cool, and walked away. Like, I sat there and hung out with them dudes. I didn't give a fuck. They were sitting there snorting coke in front of everybody that was there. Like, it wasn't like they were like, oh, watch for these people, let me block you. Like, it was like something out of a movie. Like, that shit was crazy, man. And, like, I'm gonna never forget that day. That shit was crazy. That was funny. That was probably one of the craziest things that ever happened when I did a show.
Wow. Definitely sounds like it was a weird experience being there and seeing all that happen.
I mean, if it was nighttime and you're, like, on the side of the stage and it's dark on the inside, I mean, you can get away with that. But being that it was broad daylight and there's people with cameras and everything else and just normal people that weren't rappers or anything walking around, like, these dudes were on, like, a whole another level of not giving a fuck than, like, anything I ever seen in my life.
Wow.
that's probably still, like, the top moment of me doing a show, like, besides, like, when me and Wicked One did Infect the Ween, and they had spent all this money on the Halloween props and shit like that for the stage. And we felt that we had a one-up. Whoever, you know, went on before us, I forget who it was, but it was like, what are we going to do to show everybody up? So we just started tearing down all the props and shit on the stage and smashing everything. Wicked fell off the stage. Like, the shit was crazy. I mean, dude, that's my brother, man. Like, through thick and thin, like, at first, like, we weren't even talking like that, but when we finally got cool, like, that's my man. Like, we rode out for each other, and I had fun, like, because he came all the way out to PA to do that Infect the Ween show. I was already living back in Philly already, and it was just like, we got this last chance to do something crazy, and, like, that's probably the number two on my list of crazy shit I've done on the show.
Wow.
Plus it was like the Welcome Home Green Villain show, and I don't know if y'all know Green Villain. I know he was on your show or whatever, but that motherfucker's wild, so I had to prove with Green Villain I could hang with the best of them out of the infecting shit, because he's a crazy-ass dude. Matter of fact, free Green Villain, he's locked up right now. Anybody want to hit me up on Facebook, I'll give you his address. You can write him and shit.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe this time, you know, it'll teach Green Villain, you know, to stay away from the prostitutes.
That's my man.
All right. So, you know, to flip it on you now, what's the most crazy thing that's happened to you during a show?
Crazy thing, truthfully, like, I don't think anything. Like, nothing really. You gotta understand, something about me, and I don't understand it either, is people either kiss my ass or stay away from me at shows. So it's like, I'm still waiting to get, like, hit in the face with a bottle or something at a show, because it hasn't happened yet. Like, I expect it to happen. Like right before I moved out of Arizona, I had a whole squad of rappers trying to kill me. Like, straight up, like, sending death threats to my family and shit. And it's just like, nothing really crazy ever happens at shows. Like, I haven't did a show since October, and I'm just working on new music now. And I live in Atlanta now, so, and it's like me by myself down here. Like, the only people I got down here is my girl and Tally from the effing spot, and he lives far away from where I live. So it's just like, if something were to pop off or crazy, like, it's going to have to be on film, because I don't got that many people to even be there to be like, oh, this happened, or, you know what I mean? So I'm still waiting on that, but I'll keep y'all posted on that.
Hell yeah. All right, bud. So the still question from my other co-host, Ghetto G, what would you say, would be the most embarrassing track, that we might find on your iPod, MP3 player, CD, whatever?
So, I'm going to just be honest, and motherfuckers can make fun of me, and I really don't give a fuck. You can catch me listening to some old school NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I don't give a fuck, dog. Like, people could be embarrassed about that, but I can see how that would be embarrassing to other artists and shit. But guess what? I really don't care. But if I had to be embarrassed about something, it would be that. But I'm not, so it don't matter. But that's about it. I listen to everything, man. Like, my favorite kind of music is disco music. So, and people looked down on that back in the day. So, like, it is what it is. Like, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
I give you mad props, because you're the first person that we've ever had up on here. They just say they have NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, and the fact that you just admitted that you love fucking disco, I gotta give you props for that.
Sure, man. I ain't worried about what somebody else gotta say about that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Put a diss track out and talk about how I listen to NSYNC. Just hope you never see me. That's all. Like, that's what it is. Like, I ain't ashamed of shit, man. I've been through too much shit in my life to be ashamed of something I did. Like, I'd be ashamed to not feed my kids and shit like that. That's some shit I'd be ashamed of. Nothing I listen to. Fuck that.
Hell yeah.
I just, if you ever talk to anybody about me, even when Mum Rock comes on here, I don't know if he's calling in or whatever, he'll tell you. I try to keep it real as possible with people, man. Like, I ain't here to fool nobody. Like, I respect other people's shit. I may not listen to their music. I respect what they do, because at the end of the day, everybody's doing the same thing, trying to do the same thing, and they have the same goals, and it is what it is. But I just keep it real. Like, especially if I don't like you, I like you, whatever, I'll let you know. It ain't no hiding. I'm not going to subliminally say shit about people. I just like to keep it real, man. Like, I've been lied to my whole life by my own mother, like, and my father was never in my life. So why should I You know what I mean? Like, be fake. Like, my life's been fucked up enough. I don't want to waste my time worrying about shit. Like, I just tell people how it is, man.
That's it. What's up, man? Crispin, got any questions?
What would you say is your favorite horror movie guy that you would actually want to have performing on stage with you? Like, who would you want on there? Like, Chucky, Jason, Freddy, or whoever? Any horror icon?
You just butchered that question completely wrong.
I'm pretty good friends with the guy that plays the newer Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, the dude that plays Zangief in Street Fighter. Like, that's my homie. Like, we talk on Facebook all the time. So if I was on stage and say if I blew up a little bit and I had a little money to fuck with and I was like, yo, come on this tour with me, he'd be like, word. Like, I'll be right there with you. He's from Philly. Like, Andrew Brzezinski, like, he's from Philly. Like, that's my man. Like, so it'll be Leatherface. Leatherface would be right on stage with me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's my man.
I'll check it out, man. Do you have certain rituals that, you know, like, that, like, you like to do, like, before going up on stage?
Well, being that I was in Arizona, it was always, we smoked a couple L's, we didn't drink. Our thing was, we didn't drink before we maybe have, like, a shot, and that's it. But no heavy drinking, smoke a couple L's. And me and Wicked, like, it's funny, but we'll dance, like, on some, like, trying to be, like, not B-boys, but, like, some boy band shit. Like, me and Wicked, if we're doing a show together, we'll be backstage dancing like we're, like, the Supremes and shit. Like, even though we don't even do that shit on stage, it just gets the jitters out of us, and that's what it is. Like, we'll dance. I think he might have a video of it. Of a chick got a video of us dancing before a set. Like, we're on some, like, not on some MC Hammer shit, but on some boy band, you know, tandem dancing together shit. And that's about it, man. Like, that's it. We do some funny dances shit, smoke some weed, and that's what it is.
Hell yeah, bro. That's definitely what's up, man.
Yeah.
All right, so my question is, man, you know, like, when can we expect, you know, for you to, you know, drop a album or, you know, a new album or, you know what I mean?
I'm actually working on an LP right now. What happened was when I got dropped off the label in Arizona, I lost all the rights sort of to my music. It wasn't that I lost the rights, I lost all the studio recordings of all, I had about 40 plus tracks that were just waiting for my features to come through and just to get mixed down and mastered, and I lost all that. So right now I'm just in time recouping and dealing with producers, getting beats, and then, you know, dealing with my movement now. I'm basically the head. Me and Wicked started it, but I'm basically running with and the head of Shh Gang. And basically, I'm trying to right now. I'm promoting over 19 artists. They're in one crew, and I'm just, you know, dealing with them, doing features for people, and at the same time grabbing beats and shit for my LP that will probably be dropping, if not the beginning of the summer, before the end of the summer.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to that, man.
Yeah. But I'll have some videos out and everything, letting fans know what's up. It's just I've been moving around so much. I'm in the process of moving to a new crib right now. In probably like less than a month, me and my girl. And I had just built my booth and studio at the crib I'm living at now. So now I might as well just chalk it up, take that shit down, and get, you know, to the new spot and build it as soon as possible.
Hell yeah. Chris, man, you got more questions?
Let's see.
No, they're there.
Yep.
I, you know what? Fuck it. So, you know, since you just mentioned the fact, you know, spoken out, I gotta ask you, man, you know, what would you say is your favorite type of weed?
My favorite type of weed would probably have to be this shit called Jack Herrera. Yeah, Jack Herrera, something like that. I smoked it on, I think it was Memorial Day. Me and Wicked One and went half on something, and that shit, like, we were gone. I think we sat there and, like, didn't say, like, more than 5 words to each other for, like, 4 hours. Like, we smoked the hell of that shit, and we were gone. Like, that's probably my favorite is weed. Like, now that I'm in Atlanta, it's like, what the fuck? I wish I could be back on the West Coast, but, like, yeah, that's my favorite shit, Jack Herrera.
Hell yeah, man. That's a... Now, final question. Like I gotta ask you, man. What do you prefer? Blunts, bowls, bongs, fucking vaporizer?
I smoke Dutches. Dutches, Phillies. When I moved out to AZ, all the Dutches and Phillies seemed to be stale when I was buying them, so I went over to Swishers, so it would be blunts. I don't really fuck with bongs and all that shit. Like, I'll do it. Like, motherfucker won't pass me a bong, I'll hit that shit. But, like, my lungs seem to only be compatible with smoking L's. Like, I smoke a bong, I'm like coughing up a lung when I smoke a bong or a bowl. I don't know. It's crazy, but that's just me, man.
Hell yeah.
Y'all are out in Colorado, what, right?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay.
Chris here is
in PA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Philly area.
What part? Where you at?
I'm basically, like, right outside of Philly.
Oh, okay.
Speedy from Arizona.
What's up?
Wow. I don't speak.
Speedy from Arizona.
Oh.
I'm from Arizona originally.
Nice.
Born and raised here. I used to live in Phoenix.
That's where I live. I live in Phoenix.
I was born and raised 24 years there.
Nice.
So, Speedy, do you have any questions you want to ask Jugatti? So, you being all quiet over there?
You know me, I'm always quiet. Not that
I'll ask
you
a question anyway. Ask anything.
I can't think of anything, gosh darn it.
Did you just say gosh darn it?
She did.
Darn it.
Wow.
You don't live in Arizona anymore?
Yes, I'm still here in Arizona.
I miss Filiberto's.
Oh my God, yummy. Filiberto's, yeah. That's a good one.
There you go. You could have asked me what I miss about Arizona, and that's what I would have said. Filiberto's and the Wicked One.
Yeah. I miss Phoenix. I live 4 hours from Phoenix now. I've lived away from Phoenix for 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
You got a question in the chat room from Valerie. She asked if you are high as fuck right now.
I'm sober as a ghost right now.
Okay.
This is like everyday me. If I was high, I'd be like, yo, they want me on the radio, I'm going to just not call. That's how I'll be if I was high right now. That's how I am and shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, usually when I'm drinking, I'm usually not on the show. Well, try not to be anywhere.
Yeah.
But then again, it's the same way when I'm high. But yeah, but check it out, man. I actually hit me up on Facebook saying that he's a promoter in Lancaster City. And he says that he helps promote underground horrorcore artists. He's currently helping out Low Key and Sean King. He'd like to help you and Mummer out. He can give you like his address, and like if you guys want, you know, like you guys get some flyers and stuff, and
sure.
And what he'll do is, you know, the flyers and you know, like anything, you know, like cigarettes or anything like that, you send his way, he will pass out at shows, you guys as well.
Yeah, just hit me up on the Facebook with that info, and I appreciate that shit. I mean. I'm not up there, but at the same time, I got artists that are in Philly. Y'all should check out my youngins from out in Philly called Mad World Order. They're coming squad. They're hardcore rappers. They just dropped a new album. It's free. You could download it on Dat Piff. And, I mean, I would love to promote them. I've never been to a live show to where these two 19-year-old kids, imagine Jedi Mind Tricks in 99, but being two 19-year-old white kids, like the energy that Violent by Design gave out as an album, but in a live show. Like, these kids are no joke. They had a whole hall of people mosh pitting, not just like the front of the stage. They had the whole hall mosh pitting, and I'm one of their biggest influences in music, and they've probably been making music longer than I have, and they're only 19, and I'll tell you right now, if these kids keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be big, and I mean, I'll shoot you guys their info, and if you want them on the radio, I basically do a lot of footwork for them. I can get you whatever you interview with them, they'll be right on it with you.
You said Violent by Design?
Yeah, like the energy that album has, imagine that in a live show. Like that kind of energy, like they don't play no back vocals when they're performing. Like it's the straight beat and they spit their shit. Like you're listening. Like if you close your eyes, it's like you're listening to an actual track. Like it don't even sound like they're getting out of breath or nothing like that. Like, these kids are legit. Like, I've never seen in person people perform to a T with that kind of energy without getting winded or using back vocals. Like, these kids are crazy, and they're only 19, and they're, like, probably the biggest thing coming out of Philly right now. Like, I don't know if y'all know anything about Jedi Mind Trick. Like, any of y'all followed them for the past, like, 12 years, 10 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, their old DJ Drew Dollars, the crazy motherfucker that used to stage dive into the crowd and shit and everything. Well, he's a part of my squad, and I passed them off to him, like, you know, take care of them, whatever, deal with them, because I'm not in Philly no more, and he's their DJ now. And it's like they're the new Jedi Mind Tricks, I'm telling you. I will shoot you guys their album, and you guys will not be disappointed. Like, I'm on their album. Like, Reef Lost Cause is on their album. I went to school with Reef. That's my man. He's probably going to be on my album. Like, the shit is straight fire. Just coming from 19-year-old kids, like, it's crazy to see that kind of energy. I ain't seen shit like that since, like, 99. Set up.
Hell yeah.
I mean, and they're part of my squad, the Shh Gang. So it's just like, I mean, I'm promoting whatever. Like, anybody fucks with me, I'm promoting with them for them right now. Cause that's my team. Mum Ra's a big part of it. You know, he left in fact due to the same facts I left in fact. So it's just like, we're trying to build our new brand. What happened was the dude who's running Infect didn't like that I had a separate squad that had, like, half of Infect in it. And he was
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I heard about that.
And he's like, oh, it's committing treason and shit. And I'm like, you ain't doing shit for me. Like, I have this shit before I was in Infect. It's not my fault people want to be a part of it. So don't be mad at me about it. Like the best artists in Infect are in my squad. Like... St. Sinner's in my squad. Mum Ra's in my squad. Green Villain. Fetus. Mum Ra. Three of them motherfuckers ain't even in part of Mission Infect anymore. So it is what it is, man. Like, I show love. Anybody's loyal to me, I'll be loyal back. Just don't fucking talk shit and subliminally talk shit like I'm dumb or some shit. Because, you know, the internet talks. It used to be the streets talk, but the internet talks more than the streets now, so I find shit out regardless.
Definitely agree, John. Yeah, like I said, man, you're like, yeah, man, like, I definitely heard about that.
Sure.
I was like, obviously, you know, the point of a label, in my mind, you know, is, you know, to help promote an artist.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so, you know, to me, you know, if, you know, like, you know, like, if you got, like, your own type of thing going on the side, you know what,
sure.
Hey, you know, it's more probably because it's like, you know, one, you know, you like, it's, that means twice, you know, the work of, you know, of getting your name and getting your music out there more. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Like, our biggest thing with Infect was, it was like, do music, and I'm going to sell all these, and I'm the leader of Infect, so I'm gonna make all these shirts with all your guys' names on them and make all these charms, and everybody's going to buy this shit, but y'all ain't making no money. I'm going to make all the money, and y'all just do the music. Shit don't work that way. Fuck that shit.
Definitely agree, man.
If I had the money to start a label, I'd do that shit in a heartbeat. Right now, we just got a squad, and everybody got a common understanding that we're just a squad, and we'll just rep it. If it comes a time where I have enough money, I can start a label and try to help motherfuckers, then I'm going to do that. Well, for now, we all just promote each other, and it's just working. I mean, I know Chris sees me posting... I'm selling T-shirts, but it don't got a single group's name on it or an artist's name. Like, here, buy this dude's shirt, and then I'm pocketing the money. Like, the shirts I'm selling right now, I ain't even making no profit off of. Like, I'm just doing them for GP. Like, I want people to wear that shit so people are like, oh, what is that? So, you know, I'm not making a dime off nobody. So it is what it is. Like, you know.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
You gotta start something. And I got people I've been dealing with, and anybody I deal with that does music, I've been doing music the least amount of time. Like, I got a squad from Arizona called the Society of the Invisibles on my team, and they're worldwide. They're world known, like, in the underground, like, hardcore music scene. Like, they were on the same label with Jedi Mind Tricks when they were on Baby Grand Records. Like, and these dudes fell off, and they came back. They took a little hiatus, and they're back. And it's like, they showed me love when I was in AZ. So I'm like, yo, be a part of this. And they're like, yeah. So, you know, I got people that, like, if you grabbed a bunch of motherfuckers that know about music, and if you sat down and listened to everybody I put down my squad, you'd be like, that's a pretty put-together squad. Like, you know, there's room for improvement for some artists, but they know that, and they're not going to outstep their boundaries like, oh, I'm the greatest rapper alive. You can't do that. You gotta prove yourself, you know? I'm a big believer in how music used to be when you couldn't just come out and be like, oh, I'm like this. And you could tell just by listening to some artists, like, you know how rapping fast became a trend. Some people are trying to do that shit, and it's horrible, and I feel bad, but it is what it is, man. Like, I can't judge somebody else, but at the same time, some people need to put that microphone down. You know, some people could be promoters, or street team. They ain't got to be rappers. Like, I'm not fucking really dropping nothing right this second, but I'm promoting for everybody.
Hell yeah, man. And, you know,
got an ego, but my ego knows the difference between biting off more than I can chew, basically. Like, I know what I gotta do. I know what I gotta change. I know what I gotta do before I can come out and be like, I'm better than every motherfucker out. I mean, you can feel that way inside, but you can't say that shit when you're not 100% on the mic. You can't do that shit, man. It just makes you look funny to people.
Definitely agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally understand what you mean there because, like, I mean, I've been doing music for a little while myself, and I know I have, like, some things I have to change up because I have to put a few effects on my music, like, mix and master it. So, I mean, I know I have room for improvement, but, I mean, I don't, like, say anything cocky about it when I record or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of killed my, like, one boy, and he tells me, you don't really need as many effects as you did when you started out. So you're definitely getting better. You need to do like one or two more things, and I mean that's it.
Yeah. As long as you have people around you that will listen to your song and be like, "Dog," like not you personally, but anybody. Like this, I'm talking to everybody out there. As long as you have people around you that do music and have a little bit of name for themselves, if you have that kind of person, they will be like, "Listen. I know what you're trying to do, but this ain't it. Like, this sucks. You need to do something else. You need to rewrite that. You need to take this out. You need to do this." It takes a real artist to say, okay, I understand what you're saying because you're doing it, and I'm trying to do what you're doing, so I'm going to work on doing that, than being like, man, fuck that. I'm going to do this, because some people just don't realize that they're that bad at music. Like, and that's what pisses me off about music, because, like I said, I'm 30. I came from an era where, in the late 80s, early 90s, before pop rap took over with MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice in the public eye, like, you had to have real, real, real tight spit game to be even acknowledged as a rapper, but now everybody fucking raps. It's fucking sickening.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, like,
I'm not hating. Don't take this as hating. I'm doing this as, I'm a 30-year-old dude that's been rapping for like 3 years, 2 years, that's been around music that long to know where I could be like, your music sucks. Like, don't take it personal. Just work on trying to better yourself at it. Like, it is what it is, man. Like, I can't really get into politics and shit like that, and that's what a lot of shit is too, politics. So, you know, everybody got their opinion, and that's my opinion on the way the game is right now.
Hell yeah, and you know, I definitely agree, man. You know, there's definitely a lot of artists out there. You know, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, I've been doing JR for about going on five years. You know, some me myself, you know, I've seen like a lot of artists come and go. But you know, like, but I'm seeing like, you know, there's a lot of artists out there, you know, who have the talent, you know, definitely take their, you know, their fucking career to, you know, to bigger heights. But then, you know, there's artists out there, you know, who just, you know, should probably just quit and, I don't know, go back to working for McDonald's or something like that.
Sure. I mean, it ain't for anybody. Everybody. to me, the way I look at it is you got to have every base covered. You got to have your skills down pat. You got to have your shows down pat. You got to have your merch on point. You got to have an equal amount of people around you that will co-sign for you to mean something to the music industry, even if it's the underground. You got to have people that'll be there for you, and you got to be able to defend yourself, whether if it's lyrically or physically. Don't go popping shit, and then the dude you diss runs up on you and fucks you up, and then you're crying on the internet about it. Don't do that. Like, don't do that to yourself. You got to have all your bases covered before you want to really step into the arena and be that dude, because motherfuckers are going to try to tear you down regardless. And that's what people are skipping steps.
Definitely agree.
Yeah, you got to have all that shit covered. Have a foundation. You can't stand at the top of a sandcastle and expect the waves not to level that shit, because it will get fucking leveled easy.
Definitely. And, you know, at the same time, you know, like, I mean, you know, and I'll be honest, I've seen a lot of artists out there. You're making music, but honestly, there's a lot of artists out there, who aren't willing to put in the work, and grind their fucking shit and get the shit out there. They just expect, for it to come, come to them. You know what I mean? And, and honestly, it don't work that way.
If you don't have the right kind of, you can do 100 songs a month, and just because two of them are hot don't mean you got a catalog. Like, the rest of that shit is trash, and people ain't going to listen to that shit. Like, you got to have all your bases covered. If you don't have all your bases covered, it ain't going to work. That's why people buy views on YouTube. That shit is corny.
Agreed.
And I get exactly me. You got all your bases covered. Like, when you're starting out, you might not be exactly on point, the exact time to rhyme, and kind of build, all that kind of stuff, which is just, comes, second nature to you after you've been doing it for a little while.
Yeah.
And, I mean, kind of got to, figure out everything first. And that's why, honestly, if you feel like a song's not 100% good enough, then you probably shouldn't put it, out. Unless, you are trying to show people, you've gotten better from where you started at. Unless
yeah.
you, have something that proves.
Look at it this way. Everybody that was big at one point in their career had somebody that was already in the game co-signing them. And that's what it goes back to what I said. You got to have somebody to tell you what you're doing, right from wrong. If you don't have that, you don't know. You don't know. And I feel bad for artists that think that, they got some good shit and it's not good at all. You got to have – that's, my main thing. If you don't have people around you that will be honest with you and be like, yo, you need to work on this. You need to work on your rhyme structure. You put too many words in one bar, try to cut your words and your bars down a little bit. It's just, you're wasting your time. I feel bad for young kids that get caught up to be a rapper and go pay a studio loads of money or go pay people like the Joker for a verse. And, I understand. Or whatever, but at the same time, nobody's ever going to listen to that song. And if they do, they're going to listen to it for the other person that's on it. And it's just you paid this person to get people to listen to a song that you did with that person just to hear what that person had to say. And don't nobody give a fuck about what you said on that track.
The way I look at it with, getting a collab with somebody is you shouldn't ask for a collab unless you know you're around their same area. If you know they're gonna push you to a higher level, then do it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't Don't say,
he's a big name.
I don't know what to do with my career, so I'm going to go pay Joker, Loki, and Gruesome for a verse. You're just putting money in them dudes' pockets. You ain't getting no money back from that. Them dudes got the biggest part of that track out of you, and you ain't get shit but 300 views on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, it's asinine. I look at it as like, you do a mixtape, do a whole mixtape of motherfuckers that you fuck with. If you don't got nobody around you that raps, do it yourself. Put that shit out yourself. If you don't get a good response from that, then quit.
The way that I kind of looked at it when I started, like, doing my own music was, like, get, you know, make a few connections here and there, but don't just, like, use your connections immediately. Like, kind of, like, use people that are, like, your boys and whatnot who will, like, help you out to, like, help you develop around a little bit. And then after you've done that enough, then if you have, like, connections with, like, bigger artists, like, for example, like, something like, I don't know, like, Green Bones or something like that, then go after that connection.
Yeah, you got to... I look at it as, like, build the name for yourself. Like you're saying, build the name for yourself, get a little buzz, and then when people are finally like, oh, and noticing you, if you got that little bit of cash and you want to get a feature, do a feature with somebody, but make sure it's the right feature. Don't jump into a song with an artist that's totally on the opposite spectrum of what you're doing. And that's what I'm getting at. It's like, you jump, it's like... It's like you play minor league ball and you just were like, oh, I'm going to go get a pickup game with a bunch of, with the East Coast or the National League All-Stars. Like, you're not even going to play. You're going to sit on the bench. You're going to be the dude that everybody fast forwards through your song if you do shit like that. If you don't make a name for yourself, don't rely on trying to just get a buzz because you did a track with so-and-so and this, that, and the third. And a lot of young cats don't know that. They don't know that they don't need to do that. They just got to come up with their own material and their own style and perfect that shit. And that's it.
I mean, exactly. Like, get a buzz and do stuff with people that are local or around, like, your same area, and then you guys can, like, help make yourself better and then go after people who are bigger names.
Yeah.
But actually mean something.
That's it. You don't fucking drop a mixtape with 9 features on it that you paid fucking thousands of dollars for the features and then you're giving away the mixtape for free? You're fucking retarded. Don't ever do that shit.
I agree with that.
And that's what I see people doing, and it's fucking sad. I got dudes, and I'm not even making music, but I know if I hit up dudes that charge people for verses, and I'm like, yo, be on my mixtape, they're not going to charge me, because they know I'm not going to sit there and be and fall for that shit. I'm not going to pay you $500 for a verse. You don't even got 100,000 true views on YouTube or shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, fuck out of here, man.
Exactly.
You got to earn your respect, and that's what people are not doing anymore. If you fucking... This is me and Wicked decided something a year and a half ago. We ain't paying to get on no shows. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care if fucking... Big L, Biggie, and Big Pun came back to life and threw a show, and they said, you got to pay this, you know, pay to play to be on this show. I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to do that show. Fuck that. You got to earn your respect to the point where people are like, yo, get on this show. A promoter be like, I'll pay you to do this show. That's how it's got to be. You can't be buying a bunch of fucking tickets and then giving them away, like paying to be on a show, that shit is fucking whack. Who the fuck does that shit, man? I mean, granted, it costs a lot of money to become a big name in music, but at the same time, You don't gotta fucking sell your soul to the devil to do that shit. You just gotta work hard.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. A perfect example of what you said there would be like Eric Bischoff with WCW.
Yeah.
When he bought tickets to get the fans into the arena to actually watch the company.
Yeah. Or look at it this way. I'm from Philly. You're from outside of Philly, Chris. ECW, I used to go watch ECW every Friday night at Viking Hall in South Philly. Them dudes used to beat the shit out of each other. I used to go there when you could bring your own weapons for them to beat each other with, like when I was a teenager. Them dudes got so much attention that the WWF bought them. They didn't pay the WWF money to be on their shows. The WWF bought them because they worked hard, and they were something people wanted to see. They didn't fucking sell out. I mean, yeah, they sold out to where they're not killing each other no more and fucking really hurting each other like they used to. But at the same time, they earned their right to be in the WWF back when it was the WWF. All them ECW dudes. Like, I used to watch them dudes fucking get gurneyed out on fucking in ambulances, like real life shit. Not no like, oh, we're on TV, let's get an ambulance and pretend this dude is hurt. Like, I seen fucking Taz fucking break Chris Benoit's neck in real life. Like, the dude almost fucking was paralyzed for the rest of his life. And that was at ECW in South Philly. Like, and that's like a perfect example of not fucking paying your way to fucking be famous. You just got to work hard. That's all it is. And I'm
exactly.
And I'm talking about working hard, and people that know me know I'm fucking lazy, but if I got, like, if I step in the booth, that's it. It's work time. That's it.
Exactly.
Like,
I shake
for at least 45 minutes after I'm done recording in the studio because all the adrenaline is going through me because I'm working hard. If I'm not that full, if my adrenaline ain't peaking in the studio, I'll just stop recording. I don't even give a fuck. And I'll leave, or if it's in my studio at home, I just, man, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. I'm a true artist. True artists can't force. You can't force art. You got to do it for yourself.
And I totally agree with what you're saying, like, with the whole thing with ECW. It's, like, to help, like, people like Rob Van Dam make their names and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was crazy as fuck in ECW. I mean, now he's a little bit more toned down, but still. I mean, he has his name from ECW.
Yeah. Like, the real ECW, South Philly, like, Viking Hall, like, them dudes really fucked each other up. That shit was not fake. Like, it was like literally watching motherfuckers beat each other with fucking weapons, like Nintendos and shit like that. Like, it was crazy.
I kind of wish I was a little bit older around that time when that was around, because that was the time when I was like, I don't know, I was like really young at that time.
Yeah. You should, like, public access on regular TV, and it was like, it was the most like shitty quality cameras and fucking, oh, it was crazy. Like, it was a piece of shit fucking venue, same thing all the fucking time, but them dudes worked hard. They're fucking crazy.
I've only seen, like, a little bit of, like, online, like, of the original ECW, not the bullshit WWE version, which is just horrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, from, like, what I've seen, I know that shit was nuts.
Dude, like, fuck Sabu jumping from the rafters through, like, 10 tables, putting somebody through, like, 10 tables. WWE wouldn't get the insurance to do that at a fucking show. Like, that's so dangerous, and I used to watch that shit in person. Like, the shit I seen there, like, opened my eyes to so much shit, because my whole life I was told wrestling's fake, wrestling's fake. And I went and seen that shit, and I'm like, this shit ain't fake. This shit is fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Like, at the match, when Taz fucking suplexed Chris Benoit on his fucking head and broke his fucking neck, like, the whole place went, like, silent when that shit happened. Like, it was fucked up. Like, and I was, like, 12, 13 years old when that shit fucking happened, and that shit was crazy. So, I mean, it's hard work, hard work, hard work. Did Mumra even call into the show? Y'all even get a hold of Mumra?
He didn't call in, but I told him about it 2 days ago, and I gave him the number.
Yeah, you see, okay, Chris, now here, that's probably where you messed up. You told him 2 days ago. You should have told him again yesterday and, of course, today.
I texted him. He ain't ever hit me back, so I don't know. I mean, I'll hold it down with y'all. I don't give a fuck. I ain't got shit to do.
Hell yeah, bud. Yeah, man. As far as me, man, I'm just kicking back, watching some old school shit from fucking Nickelodeon, man. I'm not sure if you remember the show, Real Monsters.
Yeah, I remember that shit. With the boy that be holding his eyes with his hands and shit.
Yeah.
And then, but when he got to do something with his hands, he put both eyes in one hand and be using his hand.
Hell yeah, bud. But no. I think the best thing is, you know, like, if he had to use both hands, he would put the eyes in his fucking mouth.
Yeah. I'm about to get that dude tattooed on me and shit.
Hell yeah, bud. What up?
That's funny as shit. Y'all, are y'all going to the gathering this year?
Probably not, since I'm starting a new job in a few weeks. So, more than likely, probably not.
Oh, okay.
Probably not either.
Yeah.
I mean, the only two things that I know I'm definitely going to is the low-key show that's close enough to Philly, the 13th, and the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, the 14th.
Oh, okay. Did you go to the End of the World low-key show?
Yeah, I was there.
Did you hear what happened with the original venue?
I heard what happened there. That they screwed you guys over, and then they got shut down.
No. What happened was, the Joker was supposed to be on that show. They paid for his plane ticket to come out there. But somebody told the Joker that Drew Gotti was going to fuck him up at that show, and he called the venue and said, Drew Gotti Castellano is going to come to the show and try to fight me. And he got the show canceled, which got me to drop, and the Wicked One to drop off the show.
The Joker's a faggot anyways.
I'm the only person to beef with the Joker that he didn't put a diss track out on. You know why? Because he knows I know where he lives. And he knows I know people around him. And he knows if I wanted to do something, it will be off tracks. And it'll be right in his face. And he don't like that. And then to be honest, I wasn't even going to do nothing at that show. But just to have the confirmation that I was the one that made the Joker so scared that he got a show canceled. He got the show canceled because he thought I was going to fight him. That shit just makes me laugh. What I didn't appreciate about the Joker is he would always diss people, and he would always play the "you're a white rapper" card, where, dog, you're half white. you're going to clown somebody and call them weak because they're white? I'm not racist, but at the same time, I'm white. Tell me I'm weak to my face and see what happens. You don't want none of that. Because right after that shit happened, he wrote that big apology on his page on Facebook talking about, I'm not going to beef with anybody anymore, and I apologize and everything else, because I scared the shit out of him. Shit got real in his life, and he got scared. I don't play that shit, man. I don't play that internet shit, man. Talk shit to me. Don't expect not to see me if you're near where I'm at. That's it. Don't talk that internet shit, because people can find you. It's not that hard to find people.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not a threat. It's just being a man, real life. Like, what? I don't see the whole part of arguing on the internet. Like, you know, coming up, motherfucker disrespect you at school. What are you going to do? Go on the internet and talk shit about him? You're going to fight him at school. Same shit. Fuck all that shit. I mean, I love the internet. At the same time, motherfuckers be hiding behind their computer like a motherfucker, man. That shit is corny. Just keep it real. That is my message to everybody that's listening to this shit. Just keep it real, man. If you work at McDonald's, rap about that shit. If you're a smart-ass motherfucker that a high GPA in school, rap about that shit. Nobody can take that away from you. You know what I mean? I know people don't want to hear about that shit, but, you know, just be real, man. I understand hardcore. See, I don't know. I think I told Chris this. I don't know much about juggalos and you know, I know what it is. And, I mean, that's cool. And hardcore music and how it's not hip-hop, but some people that do it call it hip-hop. And I'm not interested in all the stupid labels and shit on shit. I just make fucking music, man. I'll never tell nobody no. If somebody wants to do a track, I'm not going to tell them no. I'll hop on a track with anybody. Like, that's what it is. I don't think shit should be labeled.
And I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I have a lot of fans that are juggalos and shit like that, and here and there I might be like, fuck people to wear face paint or shit like that, but that's just me being me, man. Sometimes I'll be like, fuck Drew Gotti, I'll fuck me, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just who I am, like, fuck it. I don't hate nobody. I know more about the behind the scenes of Psychopathic than I know about any of their music or anything like that. I'm not going to tell y'all why. If people know me and know my life, don't know why I know that shit. And I talked to Chris about it. I'm not going to bring it up. But, like, you know, that's how I, to be honest with you, I know who ICP was. Since I was younger, I never listened to them. I never knew who anybody was besides, like, Vanilla Ice, I heard was fucking with them. Like, not that I frown upon the music they make or anything. That's just not me. Where I grew up at, that wasn't what was good. That's not what we grew up listening to. And it's a whole, I'm only a couple years younger than all them dudes. Less than 10 years younger than them, dude. So I grew up listening to the music they listened to. So it's like, you know, that's probably why I never really got into it. But if you were like Drew Gotti play The Gathering, I'm not going to be like, no. Or Drew Gotti get on this show is going to be 90%. You know, juggalo, hardcore, whatever artist on it. I'm not going to say no. I don't discriminate. Just be cool. Be real with me. That's all. Like, I'm always talking about how people hide behind face paint and hide behind masks and shit. I understand. I understand why people do it. It's just like, but at the same time,
don't be all high and mighty with people and acting like you're better than people when you're sitting there lying to your fans and acting all mysterious and shit when I know your whole life story because people around you talk. Like, don't try to play that shit with me because anybody I ever came across, I make sure I know who they are before I even fuck with them. And a lot of people don't like me, and that's cool. But I don't know. I'm just rambling on, man. I could talk for days on music.
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, you know, yeah, JR is, you know, is a juggalo, but, you know, up on here, you know, like to us, like, we don't really care if you're juggalo, if you're not. I mean, you know, the way we are is, we show, so much love to, like, artists that are both juggalos and non-juggalos, because it's back, you know, there's some artists out there, that deserve, to be heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just wanted to put that out there, man. I just, I ain't got nothing against motherfuckers that are juggalos or nothing like that. Just, I don't know. I just keep it real, man. Like, somebody asked me the other day if Psychopathic offered me a $1 million contract just to drop one album, but I had to paint my face and have some kind of fake fucking, background and backstory and all that shit, and I could just rap about nothing that has to do with my real life, would I do it? You know what I said? I said no, because my art means everything to me, and I would never sacrifice who I am as a person just for a little bit of money.
Hell yeah, man.
Don't believe... Like my mom used to tell me, believe nothing you hear and half of what you see. Fuck all that. I mean, a lot of rappers are hoes. They hoe for the money, and I understand people want to make that money, but sometimes it's not even worth it to be that. Because you could just do shit yourself and make maybe a third of the money of the dude you're trying to catch up with making, but guess what? You didn't have to fucking deal with nobody telling you what to do like Suge Knight and shit like that. You should just be content with who you are.
Definitely agree.
Exactly. And I mean, you shouldn't like just go out there and just diss anybody who has a bigger name than you, trying to get your name out there.
Yeah.
Which I think we all know who I'm talking about, which I just don't want to say his name.
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
I think you know who I'm talking about. I just don't feel like saying his name.
No, I didn't hear what you said before that.
Oh, I was saying just don't go out dissing every single artist who's bigger than you to try and get your name out.
Oh,
I think
no.
I think you know
I
what artist I'm talking about, too.
Yeah. With me, if I ever diss anybody, it's personal. It's never going to be like, I'm going to diss this person to make my name blow up. It's never going to be like that. To me, it's personal. It's either you respond or we'll just see each other and we could talk it out, scrap it out, whatever. That's how it is with me with music. It's never going to be, oh, I'm going to go diss Gruesome or I'm going to go diss Hobson or I'm going to... If I didn't ever have a personal interaction with another rapper, then I'll not diss them. But if it's something personal in real life, then I'll diss them because that'll get their attention. Because a lot of rappers are just more worried about their music and what's going on with their music name than their real life. So sometimes that's how you got to get their attention.
Exactly. And some are thinking, oh, Tech N9ne is a huge fan base. If I diss him, then I'll get his fan base. Which is never going to work.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, you might get, like, a few fans, but not, like, half of them or even a quarter of them, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pointless to do that. And that's, like I said, that's me being a man. If I'm going to diss somebody, it's going to be personal, on a personal level, and I know they ain't going to talk to me in real life about it. So I'm going to diss them with music to make their fans be like, oh, shit.
you know, what are you going to do now? Like, you know what I mean? This dude just stomped you out on a track. What are you going to do now? Then it'll either be an inbox on Facebook, like, why you got to do that, man? Why you got to put out some shit like that, man? Or it'll be like, they'll come back at me, and then it'll be a back and forth thing, and then, like, their fans will be like, oh, fuck Drew Gotti, or my fans will be like, oh, fuck them, and that's cool with me. I don't care. I'm from Philly, and if anybody knows any history about Philly rappers, that's what Philly does. We poke at motherfuckers. Like, that's what we do. We're the fucking diss track capital of the fucking country.
I know that.
Make ourselves big. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you meet any rappers that are from Philly, that are really from Philly, they don't care if they ever get famous. Their music is their shit, and they got fans, and that's all that matters to them. And that's like with me. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if I ever get famous. I do music for the people that love me, that are like my family, and I do it for myself. I don't do it for no kind of monetary recognition or, you know, awards or anything like that. I do that shit for me, man.
Exactly. I mean, hell, you can even use a perfect example from another artist from Philly who was actually signed to Cash Money Records, like Jelly the Kid, who actually ghost wrote for Lil Wayne. Which, like, all the Lil Wayne fans don't really believe that he goes for a form. But, I mean, like, honestly, we can, like, tell from Philly, like, the difference in the styles, like.
Yeah. And it's like, whenever I got beef with somebody and I told you it would always be personal, I don't need to put a diss track out on the Joker. You want to know why? Because I have the full conversation saved with the promoter of the show, telling me that the Joker called the venue and got the show canceled and shit like that. To the point where I posted screenshots of the conversation and he begged me to take it down so people would come to the other venue to that show. So it's like, I don't need nobody to believe me because I'm going to show you proof. Anything and everything that I'll ever do, If it's beef with another artist, I'm always going to have concrete proof of what I'm talking about. If it's not, I'm not going to say nothing. I don't go around starting trouble for no reason. I'm a firm believer in what's right. Even if what I think is what's right in my eyes isn't right in somebody else's eyes, I'm going to let it be known. Because everybody got a right to their own opinions.
Hell yeah. I mean, I have no clue. My bad. I'm just, yeah, I'm like lost about that whole conversation there. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Like, the one thing that I guess was just kind of weird with that whole thing with the Joker getting that venue, that whole thing that happened there, I guess the weird thing was just the fact that the venue did end up getting closed, like, a week after. That was just kind of one of the strange coincidences that, I mean, even though, like, the other artists said it was a different reason, or, like, we're making fun of that, but still, like, they didn't really tell the real reason behind it.
Yeah, it was the real reason was what I said, and then the Joker wrote on his page that they couldn't afford to bring him out there. That's bullshit. It was all bullshit. I got the proof. Anybody wants the proof, hit me up on Facebook. I'll send you the screenshots. I'll show you what really fucking happened. I ain't trying to look for, if I wanted to be all look at me, woe is me type shit, I post that shit every fucking day on Facebook to clown that dude. But guess what? He's a clown. He ain't ever going to be nobody in music, and that shit makes me laugh.
And just the fact that, like, yeah, some people will work with him. I mean, just because I guess that even though low-key might work with him once in a while, that doesn't really mean anything, though.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I got low to work with you. on one track.
I mean, the Joker and Low Key are tight. And I don't know where me and Loke stand anymore, and it's cool. I mean, it is what it is. I know there's some love lost because of that, what happened with that show, but, you know, I can't worry about other artists, especially dudes that I'm not rocking out with, that I don't promote on a daily basis. I mean, more power to him. He's touring. He got ill merch. Like, I respect his hustle. It is what it is.
Exactly. And, I mean, hell, like you said, you guys have some that are, like, in both labels. Like, I mean, for example, like, Green, right?
Yeah.
Even though I don't really know if he's still going to be on, in fact, because of being locked up for 18 months. As I heard from Sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of, like, the rule that you have to have a CD released every year, which, if you're blocked over that long, there's no way you can do it.
Let me tell you something, man. Like, when I got there, in fact, there was no contract, there was no rules, there was nothing. It was your part of Infect, rep it. And that's what I did until I peeped. It was just all about drama. And that seems to be a common thing with people that get into Infect and leave Infect. It all circles back to drama. You know? Drama, drama, drama. He's Mission Infect. And a lot of people don't like drama, and it is what it is. Like, he told me I couldn't rep something that I started before I was an Infect, and I said, I'm out. And instead of him, you know, talking to me man-to-man, like, listen, focus more on doing this, he kept subliminally taking shots at me, and at the same time, having merch on his site with basically my company's logo on it, like my team, that wasn't Mission Infect. You know, I had graphic artists working on shit for me for months, with all Mission Infect shit tied into my graphics and shit, to where I got to do a whole new revamp of all my graphics and shit because they all got Mission Infect logos and shit and like that in it. That shit's a pain in the ass, man.
Yep.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, like, the only thing that I will say that they are definitely doing is they're finding, like, new artists and helping them get their name recognized a little bit.
Yeah, that's Tally. Tally's doing all that work.
Trips is a perfect example of that.
Yeah. Trips is awesome. I love Trips.
And he's definitely a dope as hell dude. We interviewed him once.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love Trips. St. Cinna, you know, Wicked One. I don't even know who's in Mission Infect right now. I know Fetus left. Fetus ain't with Mission Infect no more. Like, Zero left. So, I don't even know. I heard there's, like, new dudes in Mission Infect that Tally picked up and shit, but I don't know. Because I'm banned from anything Mission Infect, so I couldn't even tell you what's going on with them. You probably know more than I do.
Yeah, I mean, basically all I know is that they just added three artists to Infect Core, but that's about it.
Well, there's no more Mission Infect. It's just Infect Core, because that's what Infect was when it first started or something like that. So.
I mean, I guess the only people who are still on Infect would be, I don't know, Green is also on your label, Wicked One.
Yeah, Wicked. I mean, Green's locked up. Free Green Villain. St. Cinna. And those new guys, I guess, and Trips.
I think that's about it right now.
Yeah. And I know those new guys, Tally added them. Tally's, like, in charge of that shit. And we had talked about, since he's running, like, bringing the new artists back, that I was going to be on the new Infectcore album and shit like that as, like, a surprise. But I thought about it, and I said, you know what, Tally? I'm not going to be a part of something that the dude who owns the name and the rights to the shit don't want me a part of, because I just see that shit biting me in the ass, and I'm not doing that shit, man. Like, I got down with Infect out of respect. The Wicked One tried to have me part of it since day one, like when we first met. Like, he wanted me a part of it, and Mumrod did too. And whoever was running that shit kept saying no, 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 and to the point where Mumrod said, you know what? We're going to have, like, a draft. And it was like Zero picked a bunch of artists, and Mumrod picked a bunch of artists, and I was one of the artists Mumrod picked, and they couldn't do shit about it. So, I mean, at least we got to do Infect the Ween. Like, that shit was fun. But, you know, I wish them the best. I know Wicked's going to hold it down, but he's doing his own thing, too. So, you know, that's what Drama don't like. He don't like when people are doing their own thing. He wants everybody to be a unit. And to me, it just seems like, I want you guys to be big so I can make all this money off merch. That's all it seems like it is with Drama. So.
And apparently the four artists that are on Infect right now are Wicked, Fetus, Zane, and Trip.
Yeah, well, Fetus isn't part of Mission Infect no more. If you go to Fetus's Facebook, his music page, he announced it like a month ago that, you know, he has love for Infect, but at the same time, it's not the direction he wants to go with his career, and he doesn't see it helping his career being a part of it, so he just had to step back and do what he had to do. I mean, which, that's what it is. It's not the old Mission Infect. It's not the original Mission Infect back when it was low-key and all them. So, right, it's like trying to say that the new Sublime with that new singer is better than the real Sublime. You'll never be better than the real Sublime, no matter who the fuck you have singing for you. So that's the way I look at it. Like, Mission Infect died a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think of, like, after, like, basically everybody left, like, Zero and all of them.
Yeah.
And it just died even worse. The minute fucking Drama took over again.
And that's what it is. And I told them, I said, I'm not being a part of it. If Drama's like the dictator of Mission Infect, I don't want none to be part. And the whole thing was, when I met Drama, we were cool. But because I was, you know, rapping my crew that I had, and people were a part of it that were Infect, He looked at me like I was trying to steal artists from Infect. I was still rapping Infect. Like, it was just the same thing, two different crews. Like, people are allowed to do that shit. That's like when Bo Jackson played football and baseball. You couldn't tell him, no, you can only play baseball. You can't play football. He's like, fuck you. Same thing with Deion Sanders. He's like, fuck you. I'll do what I want. I'm going to play both teams. That's it. You're not paying me. I don't got no written contract with you. I'll do what the fuck I want. Be happy you got an extra person representing something you're making money off of. The person repping it ain't making shit. Fuck all that, man.
And the only three people that they at the Infect Core, which is Tally, is Rabid, Hazmat, and Sin.
Yeah, I don't even know who them dudes are.
Honestly, I think Sin would definitely do a lot better, you know, on his own without an Infect, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, Infect died a long time ago. People just need to let it go. I mean, still rap it if you want to rap it, but leave it in the archives of music. Real Mission Infect died when Low Key left.
Definitely agree.
Yeah.
I agree, too. I mean, that's basically like, I mean, I've been talking to like Relic 781, and people just automatically think that he's bad because of the whole beef that was between like SKR and like 7SE, which he had nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Even though he's like a really chill dude.
Yeah. I mean, the one or two times I talked to Loke, he was a cool dude. I mean, we don't talk no more due to, you know, the situation with the Joker. I mean, it is what it is. I ain't got no ill nothing towards him. I mean, when I first met Wicked, before I even, you know, I come from a East Coast, you know, underground hip-hop, you know, city-type deal. And when I met Wicked, you know, he's posting, like, low-key's music, and the dude's got, like, contact lenses and, like, a mask on, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, you know, I mean, I guess you gotta, I mean, you guys from the East Coast, I guess you understand. I know you guys listen to hardcore music and all that shit, but for me, like, a city kid that's from Philly, seeing that shit, I'm like, this is, like, some crazy weird shit and dudes wearing masks and talking all that crazy shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and I'm like, fuck this shit. So, like, before I even knew who Loke was, I was already like, fuck him. And then Wicked was like, nah, that's my man, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, well, that's your man. That's cool. I'm not going to hate. But that shit was like, weird to me when I first, like, you know, hardcore and, you know, dudes painting their face and all that shit. Like, that shit was real, like, I've never seen no shit like that before, so I didn't know how to handle it. So I was like, man, fuck that. Like, all I know about is, like, wearing Tim's and fatigues and fucking Woolrich jackets and having gold teeth and shit like that. I don't know nothing about no masks and all that shit. So, like, I hate it because I didn't understand. But now, you know, being around hardcore rappers and shit like that, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not hating. I mean, that may not be my thing, but it's not going to be like, oh, I'm not cool with you because you wear a mask, or I'm not cool with you because you paint your face. Like, if I don't got a personal problem with you, we're cool. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going to be embarrassed to be friends with somebody that, you know, fuck all that. I don't care. Fuck. I mean, Juggalos, like Psychopathic or shit, like the Gathering of the Juggalos is one of the biggest shows in the country, like every year. Like, them dudes spend, just to throw that show, they spend millions of dollars just to throw the Gathering. And I know that for a fact, like, inside people telling me, like, because, you know, me not knowing about this shit at first, I'm hating. I'm like, fuck all that clown bullshit. But I just didn't understand. I didn't know what it was about. I mean, but I got love for whoever. I mean, you got love for me, I got love for you. We ain't got no personal issues. It's all gravy. I don't give a fuck. I'm not a hard dude to get along with. Sometimes people take me the wrong way and take the words I say as harsh, but that's just me being me, man. If I'm not talking, I'm quiet, and then people think I'm crazy, like I want to hurt somebody or something. They ain't even like that. I tell people all the time, just be happy I am talking, because if I'm not talking, then that means that I ain't got no interest in even being around you, so... It is what it is. Like, you, like, look, I've been talking to you motherfuckers for an hour and 44 minutes. Like, I knew you motherfuckers my whole life. And that's just real. because it is what it is, man. I got love for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, and honestly, you know, like, I definitely agree with you on that one, man.
Yeah.
But, trying to think of what else we could talk about, too. All right, man, you know what? This is a question that, you know, that we haven't even asked yet during this entire interview.
Okay.
If you could do, if you could do a show or a tour with any artist, you know, mm-hmm. even like alive today, like, you know, like, who would it be and why?
Who would I go on tour with? Shit. Let me think here real fast. I mean, I haven't really paid attention. You know how I really want to go on tour with Action Bronson? He seems like he's got tour dates out the ass. Not that I would want recognition. I would just want to travel. Like, everywhere that dude goes. Like, that motherfucker is everywhere. Like, because I follow him on Twitter and I'm friends with him on Facebook. And that dude is like, one day he's in Germany, and then the next day he's, like, in fucking Brazil. And I'm like, this dude is all over the fucking map. Like, I would love to do that shit, man. So, it'll probably be Action Bronson. He's
hell
dope.
Yeah.
I don't even, you guys heard of him before, right? He's dope as shit.
I bet you never heard of him.
No?
Me either.
Yep. Look him up, man. His name is Action Bronson. He's actually made the double XL freshman class this year.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he got like a track out with Riff Raff and shit. It's pretty hilarious.
I'll definitely have to look him up and check him out.
Yeah.
I will too.
Yeah, Action Bronson is pretty tight. He's a cool dude. He used to have, like, a cooking show on YouTube, and then I never knew he was a rapper. And then, like, I just seen dude rapping one day, and, like, he's, like, touring all over the country, and then fucking, like, I missed the show he did out in AZ. I had already moved back to Philly and shit. I was salty. I was like, damn. Like, I could have linked up with this dude. Like, there's so many good rappers that people are sleeping on right now. Like, old school hip-hop is coming back, man. Like, you got kids. You got a 19-year-old kid named Joey Badass. Like, he's so good. Like, he's from Brooklyn. Like, I don't know, man. There's so many people that rap now. It blows my mind. Because, like, back in, like, the mid-90s, if you didn't know where to go, before the internet was, like, super popping with, like, stealing music and downloading music, you had to go, like, out of your way to buy a Jedi Mind Trick CD, to buy a fucking nonfiction CD, because nobody fucking carried that shit. Half of the hip-hop shit that I had growing up was on fucking vinyl, because you couldn't even find the CD for that shit. Like, it's crazy now. It's just like the internet. It's just like, one person buys your mixtape and they upload it onto some site where you can download it. And no. Ah, here, Action Bronson. But, yeah, it's like you can't even. To me, it's like you got tour 300 days a year to even see any kind of money from music.
Oh, yeah, yo. And, yeah, man, yo, this dude's definitely dope as all fuck, man.
Yeah, he's on point. He only been out, I think he only been in the game since, like, 2010 or 9. Like, he ain't really bubbled up yet, but he's got a big name in the underground scene.
I see Double XL has like one female artist up in that shit too.
Yeah, I don't even know who she is. I don't even know who it is. But the Young Buck Joey Badass is on there too. Joey Badass is nice, and he's only 19. He's a young kid. Are you on YouTube?
No, I'm actually on Double XL.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna send Chris the link for my youngin's Mad World. I'm telling you, you'll like Mad World. Mad World's that shit.
I downloaded the CD when you posted it on my page.
Alright, okay.
I mean, it definitely is a dope group.
Yeah. They're dope for being as young as they are. And that being their first album, that's pretty tight for being your first album. They actually did a show. Well, one of them did a show with me when I did a show with Infect. It was me, Mad World, Zero, and what's his name? Angry Dan, and Liggett. I don't think he's part of Infect, though, Liggett, but he's part of it somehow. He's homies with Deranged. Deranged was like the first dude to quit when I was in Infect.
Yep, and he's the one who's selling the tickets to the shows here in PA.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I know he's going to be there. I think Leggett's going to be there and a few other people.
Yeah. I think Mumra's on that show, right?
Yeah, Mumra's going to be there. Zero will be there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're my dudes. I like them, man. I had really mixed emotions, like, coming up to that, like, you know, meeting everybody for the first time. I would be so far away from home, you know, like 2 hours away from Philly and shit. And I'm like, or whatever, how long it was. And I'm like, what if I don't get along with these dudes? Like, I ain't got nobody here. Like, like, but it was all love. I fuck with them. They're cool. Zero is my man. He's a funny dude. We actually shot a music video that weekend when we did Infect the Ween, but it like dropped and then fucking the dude took it off YouTube. So I don't know if it'll ever drop again, but that's probably the last time you'll see a real good group of rappers as a whole on Mission Infect in a music video. Oh, fuck no.
The only other people I know are at that show, just looking at the card right now, I mean, there's going to be Dirty, Fatal, PhD, Hatred, The Urban Legends, and Brock Holmes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, besides, you know, the obvious, like, Loki, Mumra's, Deranged, Leggett, Zero.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all cool people. Probably the only person I never met was Loki. I never met Loke in person. I met all them other dudes. All them other dudes were on the Infect the Ween show. Dirty's a cool dude. I like Dirty. That's my man. Shout out to Dirty, Dirty Music and all that shit. Matter of fact, shout out to you guys, Juggalo Rider Radio. We in the building. Time's dwindling down. Y'all just got a 2-hour slot on the station, or how's that work?
Well, we have a 2-hour slot where people can call in, and then there's like an hour recording mode after.
Oh, okay.
Where people in the chat room, they can't hear anything now, unless they download the episode.
Oh, okay. Like a motherfucking chopper, like a run off dance, like a motherfucking chopper, like a DJ in a jungle, but I'm a motherfucking back like a preteen boy in a church with a pastor. Hold up, I'm not serious, I'm just playing, like, fuck.
Yeah, this chick's fucking dope, though, man. Fucking Angel Hayes.
Oh, okay.
She's a part of the XXL freshman 2013.
Yeah.
And, straight up, it's rare where you hear, a fucking female artist that, spits fast, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, a lot of people think like Snow the Product is good. To me, she's too generic. She's got that flow that she has, which is a generic flow to me. Like, she's too comfortable with it. She's never like versatile. It's always the same shit. I never would pay attention to Tech N9ne because it was always like, when I think of Tech N9ne, I think of fast rapping. But then somebody put me on, they're like, listen, he doesn't always rap fast. And they're like, sat me down, listened to it, and now I respect what he does. And he's a good artist to me. But like, when you're constantly just doing the same flow all the fucking time, like, that shit is fucking annoying to me. Like, switch it up here and there. You know what I mean? Like, it's good to have a style, but when your style only has one, when you only got one finishing move, like, that shit gets boring after a while. Like, you're like, fuck, I want a different finishing move. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Snow the Product never has, versatility. She's always doing the same shit. All her beats are always like the same tempo, and you're just like, okay, I've heard enough now. That's how I feel about Snow the Product. I mean, more power to everybody that raps, with this new, well, to me it's new, but that fast style shit, I think it defeats the purpose of making music. It sounds cool, but what are you really saying?
I mean, I get what you mean there, because, when I rap with that, sometimes I chop a little bit, but I don't, overuse it. I kind of, mix and match a little. Just to keep my style unique.
Mm-hmm. Twister. Twister raps fast as fuck, but he would slow it down every once in a while, or he would sing, and that's what Tech N9ne does, and I respect that, but there's a lot of motherfuckers who are just like, I'm like, shut the fuck up, shit is wasting my time listening to this shit, I don't even understand. That's one pet peeve of music nowadays that I don't understand why it got so popular. It's not about the beat. And that fast rapping just gives love to the beat. When you're an artist and you're rapping, you gotta outdo the beat. You're battling the producer that made that beat. You're showing the producer, yeah, you made this hot beat, but listen to what I gotta say over this beat. Not you're going with the beat. Not flowing to it and saying shit to outdo the beat. You're actually adding to the beat. You sound like the beat, and it's stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I wanted to hear that, I would just listen to techno or house music if I wanted to hear a repetitive sound. You understand what I'm saying? To me, it's all about lyrics, and a lot of people get lost in just taking a beat's hot and don't even give a fuck about what the fuck a rapper is saying. When you can honestly slip into a song and just hear the rapper, for what he's got to say, and not even pay attention to the beat that much, then that's how you know somebody's good. When their words stick out more than the beat. Because when the beat takes over, you might as well just play the beat, not even say shit. Fuck a beat.
But what up, Ghetto?
Nothing, man. I'm just tuning in to listen because Blog Talk's retarded.
Yeah, usually is.
Because for some reason it won't allow me to play it. It keeps stopping and I have to play it through like media player.
Damn.
Crazy.
Look at
up there.
What happened on me?
I said, is it raining up top, up on the northeast of America?
I don't think it's raining here. No.
I don't think it's raining here either.
I'm down in fucking Georgia, man. It's like thunder and lightning. It's like hurricane and shit. This shit is crazy.
But, let me ask you, man. Have you ever heard of the artist by the name of Action Bronson?
No.
Dude's dope, man.
My iPhone says it's supposed to be snowing, apparently, which it definitely is not.
iPhone's gay.
iPhone.
It's a smartphone. It says it's snowing when it's fucking spring. Try again.
Just proves that those phones aren't too smart.
And it says at 6 a.m. it's supposed to get cloudy.
Oh, yeah? Has it also got your tomorrow schedule, too, and what you're doing?
I have no idea. It's like glancing at the weather on Quake and just flip the thing across hour by hour. It's like, oh, it's snowing right now. And tomorrow it's supposed to be cloudy.
Can it summon your Iron Man suit, too?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
But, Chris, you realize it has snowed in the spring before, right?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
1994. That's no storm.
He knows exactly. I won't know.
I know about the storm. I don't really know what the hell happened because there's only four during it.
And you were in England, foreigner.
No, I was not in England at that time.
He gets so bad about it.
England.
To be a foreigner, you have to be born in that country and move to the U.S.
Oh, here we go. More Chris logic.
No, that's just the truth.
Yeah, I'm not a foreigner. I was the first person in my family born in America. So I'm the only American in my family.
Damn.
I was born in Harrisburg, PA, so definitely not a foreigner.
The capital.
Yep.
Yeah,
so get him, man. So we asked Drugatti here, your question.
Which one's that?
The iPod one.
Oh, yeah, and what kind of strange people you be listening to?
Oh, you didn't hear? What, you didn't hear the radio show?
No,
I
only heard a little bit of it.
Yeah.
All right, well, ask me, what was it? What was the question in my iPod? Ask me the question again, and I'll tell you.
All right, pretty much the question was, what would you say, would be the, like, most embarrassing song or artist, that we'd find on your iPod or MP3 player or CD?
Like I said, I'm going to keep it real. I got Backstreet Boys and NSYNC on my shit, and I don't give a fuck what nobody says. And my favorite kind of music is disco music. And if people got a problem with that, it is what it is. But that's what I'm into, and I really don't care.
I guess you could say he's staying alive. No, I don't know. I don't know very many disco songs. But
are we going to wrestle with disco songs? Disco Inferno.
Oh my God.
Really? Really? Did you run that up?
Hey, you're the one who said you wanted to see the match between Disco Inferno and Fandango.
It would be very interesting.
That would be so stupid.
Exactly, but it would be interesting. Something new.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Mumra didn't even call in. I'm gonna have to call him and shit and be like, what the fuck is up, dog? Matter of fact, if you guys do get a concrete fucking interview with him, Chris, let me know. Cause I'm gonna call in and fuck with him.
Didn't we already have that? Like an actual interview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did have one with him.
Twice, actually.
Oh. Two times we had him.
Oh, okay. Good old Mumra.
Yep.
He's probably out getting drunk or something.
Yeah.
But, definitely release Green Villain, and Green Villain needs to stay away from the prostitutes and the hookers.
Jeez, I remember in the zombie prostitute question, he's like, fuck yeah, I do prostitutes all the time. That's such a Green Villain answer.
My weakness is groupies. Groupies are worse than prostitutes.
Yeah, but most groupies are disease free, like prostitutes.
Well, that's not always true.
Where do you get your info from?
And sometimes I don't know.
Well, the groupies, on the other hand, you don't have to pay for those.
Yeah. You don't have to monetarily pay, but you have to emotionally pay when they don't leave you to fuck alone.
Yeah.
And that's when you have somebody handle your light work.
That's funny.
Yeah, just ask Chris. Chris is a groupie. I'm a bad stalker.
Nope.
No, not Chris.
Oh, that's right. That's Spaz is a stalker.
I guess I got no fans since of how many questions the fucking chat room wanted to ask me tonight.
Nobody asked any questions?
Well,
one person did, and then somebody trying to mess with you in there, and they said much love to you.
Somebody tried to tried to mess with who?
Drew Gotti?
Cryptic Owl.
They got censored out.
Wait, hold on.
Cryptic Owl was fucking with me. That's fucked up, Cryptic Owl.
Yeah. Pretty much, he came in saying "fuck Jugatti."
Oh, come on, man. He could have just called in and said that.
I know. Line's still open. He might be listening. He could call in.
No, he can't call in now. Like after one, whoever's not called in or was in the chat room, they can't hear shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Speedy failed. She had no questions.
She barely has a greeting.
Fuck it. All well then, as well.
She even must.
I think I'm going to get out of here, though, fellas.
All right, man.
I appreciate it. If you guys ever want me to come on just to fuck around or whatever, just hit me up. Because I don't work. I ain't got a 9-to-5 like a lot of rappers. So if you ever need me, just let me know.
Yeah, tune in whenever you want to, man.
Yeah, I'll do that. Definitely. You guys on every Saturday?
Every
night.
Yeah, every night, man.
Oh, shit. Fuck it. All right, cool. I'll look forward to hitting you guys up soon. And I appreciate all the time and questions and shit.
The only time we're not on during the night is, like, if we have an interview with somebody who's, like, a bigger name, like Reds, for example, we got coming up. What's the exact day you have it?
16th at 3 p.m.
Okay. Matter of fact.
And if somebody was strange, it's kind of understandable there.
If, this week I'm going to be in the studio. I can record a drop for you guys and I'll send it to you. If you ever want to use it, just use it.
Hell yeah. Sounds good, man.
All right, cool. All right, man. I appreciate everything and the interview and stuff. And, I look forward to dealing with y'all some more. And I'll put the good word out for you guys, trying to get you some new listeners and shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely much appreciated, man.
All right, brothers.
Oh, yeah, dope.
All right, fellas. Peace.
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 Later.
Later, really? of course, we should say later.
I usually say late, but whatever.
Yeah, you even fucked up your own ending, man. Either.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
Hello.
Oh, well.
But, Ghetto, man, have you ever heard of the XXL magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they got this female artist up in there named Angel Hayes.
Angel who?
Hayes.
Angel Hayes. I don't know who that is.
Dude. She's like a fucking female version of Tech N9ne.
I already found my female version of Tech N9ne.
Bronson. I never heard of him until Bugatti mentioned him.
But you never heard of XXL magazine, though?
Wow.
XXL, heard of it. Action Bronson, I've never heard about.
I'm not talking about the artist in the magazine. I'm talking about the magazine itself.
Now I'm high as some humans, freezing on the bell rackets, sheepskin, sheep's at bay. What
the hell is that?
Action Bronson. Well,
apparently needs to take a breath between every word.
Why you be that way? Bitch, I'm still that same motherfucker that you know from youth, from Goof Troop. Now you sticking drugs inside your poop shoe. New coops on the deuce, flexing heavy. Perfect plex of pussy at the Getty. I'm out for Fetty. Pull the limo on the lawn, jump out. I'm just hallucinating acid in the Knicks hat. Burner in the dress pants. Knife inside my left hand. Now there's just a dead lamb. Trying to feed my fam. Oh, yeah,
10
golden grams, no
bet. Man, like, seriously, this is fuck.
Not so much.
Yeah, no, like, this dude, like, literally keeps stopping between, like, almost each and every word just to breathe.
Is he like a fat dude?
Yeah. Fatter than you, put it that way.
What are you trying to say?
Wow,
that was harsh.
Put it this way, he's Mark Henry size.
Just saying, man. Like, I may breathe a lot in songs too, but like, damn.
Oh yeah, by the way, Ghetto, I lost a friend on Facebook.
I lost like 3 friends.
Yeah, well, you know, this one we both know.
Who's that?
Nicole Tudope.
Wow. Maybe that's who's missing. That is who's missing. Wow.
Yeah, but it's fucking nuts. She's fucking like out of the blue deleted me.
Deleted me too, apparently. Alright, well, you answered that question, but can you find the other two?
Fuck no.
That's just like I told you, Boo Bear deleted me.
Well, Boo Bear's still on my list because, well, she keeps liking everything I post.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, she used to like everything, but then all of a sudden she was just going.
It's like, wow. Oh, well.
So, Chris, you get a lot of questions in?
You know, it was mainly me asking more questions than he was. And
can you not answer the question?
Okay.
Really? That's all you're gonna say?
If I don't know how to answer a question, go to Spanish. The Navic has no clue what the fuck I'm saying anyways.
Yes, I do. What? Did you just say C? That's like the easiest fucking thing out there.
Oko.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay, what the hell am I trying to say? What? Yes, eight?
Yeah, why?
Sounds like gibberish.
But yeah, I guess, you know, that's the answer to your question. The answer is no.
Obviously, I mean, he couldn't even answer the question.
Like I said, I think I asked more questions than he did.
Typical shit.
Yep. Yeah, my question is, Chris, why is it when you set up the interviews, they're your interviews, but yet I end up asking more questions than you do?
He
can't answer anything.
I'm going to see. How many interviews have you set up that I ended up asking questions for you?
Freaking turned into Speedy or something.
He's worse than Speedy.
At this point in time, yes.
Yeah, if you noticed, when there's not a fucking interview going on, you can't get him to shut the fuck up.
I know, right?
When there's an interview, you can't get him to fucking talk.
Funny how things work.
I mean, sorry for you know, Speedy actually said something during the interview.
What'd she say? Hello?
And the
more
fact
that
she's... Yeah, more than hello. The fact, you know, she was saying that she's from Arizona, that she's from Phoenix.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she said goodbye.
No, she just hung up. Randomly went got to recording mode.
Yep. So, yeah. But, back to my question to you there, Chris. Again, I ask, when you set up the interviews, why is it I'm asking more questions than you?
Everything you can play for the next 40 minutes.
I don't think he can answer that question.
Well, give him a question he can answer.
If there is one.
Like, how do you say 8 in Spanish correctly?
Oh, motherfucker.
Okay. Here's a question for you, Chris. You know, do we have any more of your interviews coming up? And if so, you know, will you actually, you know, ask more than, like, 3 questions?
Hey, that's like 10.
Ooh.
No, I don't believe that. Is that true, Havoc?
No, I don't think it was 10. I think it was less than 10.
Oh, they let these fucking dogs outside again.
Is that true, Gil?
Is it true that they let the dogs out?
Yeah.
Woof, woof, yes.
And now Gil's singing those on. Wow.
Yeah, talk about a one-hit wonder.
Okay, open a book to a random page. And it has a translation for "I got cramped in my leg last night" in Spanish.
Why the fuck do you need to know that for?
Hey, it's a dirty Spanish book. Everyday slang from "what's up" to "fuck off."
It's a dirty book? Like,
the book's called Dirty Spanish. Everyday slang from "what's up" to "fuck off."
What the hell are you watching?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I can't even believe you.
God.
Oh, bud, I had to.
I can't believe I went to a random page and now I know how to say a golden shower in Spanish.
Why?
Because it's a dirty dance book.
Why the fuck do you need to know that for? Like, why the fuck would you want to know that?
Why is it in the page on a dirty Spanish book? It's called Dirty Spanish. What do you expect?
Like, sexual things?
Oh, I thought it was a cocksucker.
Of course you did.
Poopopolos.
So, wait. Chris, if you've done, you know, cocksucker, you know, my question is your picture right next to it?
There are no pictures in this book.
But if there were.
But if there were, then I think the picture in that book would be... Havoc.
You have to think about it.
I'm trying to think of somebody dumber than Havoc that you could agree with. But, like, but you couldn't.
So you could, Adam.
Oh, good point. Thankfully, he wasn't. Well, he probably would have made the interview weird.
Oh.
He probably would have been hitting on Drew Gotti. I was the only one who didn't get hit on by him last night.
Yeah, hey, get a one. Hey, get a one. Want to hear an interesting fact?
No.
Oh, too bad. How about the fact that, we said that the Baja men were one-hit wonders? No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. I only remember that song.
They've
been out since 1985.
That doesn't mean they had hits, though.
They had about 9 fucking hits.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
And what are they?
Dancing in the Moonlight.
Don't know it.
Just a Sunny Day.
Don't know it.
That's the Way I Do It.
Nope.
Who Let the Dogs Out, of course.
There we go.
You All That. You All That. The Best Years of Our Lives. Move It Like This. Tell Me Lies and Go.
I don't know any of that.
All I know is Who Let the Dogs Out.
So there you have.
True definition of a one-hit wonder. Somebody who Havoc knows 10 of their songs, and we only know one.
Havoc, do you know all those songs?
Apparently, are you saying they're not one-hit wonders?
Let's see if I move like this.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, you know, they did do a cover of Summertime Girls.
Ain't that about, like, LFO?
I think so.
There's another one-hit wonder. Wait, how could one-hit wonders be somebody else's cover song and make them one-hit wonders?
I have no clue.
I understand.
Okay.
I remember this song. I'm surprised Gil G doesn't. Wonders to the cover of the One Hit Wonders.
Man, freaking to be honest, man, I think Miss Keisha looks better without that twisted tattoo.
I think Miss Keisha looks better with the clothes off.
I'm just saying, like, you know, she has that big ass twisted tattoo right there, but then in these pictures, they're all covered up.
Yeah.
Saying she might look better that way.
That would be Summertime Girl from Baja, man.
Damn, yo. Nicole Too Dope deleted me off both of my profiles. I don't even do anything on this profile.
whoa, you mean she deleted you off the Wicked Stunner page and the Tom Johnson page?
No, the Dead Body Pimp, you dumbass.
Yeah, that could probably be why she deleted us, because we don't talk to her anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that's why.
Or her, you know, boyfriend or whatever the fuck he is, you know. Probably doesn't like to talk to all these guys.
I don't know what's going on with that, man. I don't know. Supposedly they love each other, but then she posts about him beating her up, and now she misses him. No, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, fuck that.
Dumb bitch.
But this girl that they call Devil Girl, though, man, if she still has the offer going on, you can go buy her nude photos if you want to.
Wait, what's her link?
Wait, what's her link?
I can't believe you said that. Well, actually, I can.
Wow, you fucking pervert.
Well, does she look good?
Well, yeah, but do you really want to buy her pictures?
Well, I mean, you know, she's got samples up on her fucking shit, then I could just fucking steal them.
No, she's not posting them on here so you can see them, you dipshit. But you got shit that's pretty much close to it.
Lilith Aries. I know. I definitely know her.
Yeah, but so a while back, she had some status saying if you wanted to buy her pictures or some shit, hit her up.
It's funny how we actually had her as a fucking promo.
I know. I've talked to her a few times. She used to be with the whole Twisted Paradise shit and whatnot.
Yeah, I remember that. My question is, how much did she sell them for?
That's why you hit her up.
One peso.
So, $1 there, Chris.
No, peso's worth less than a fucking dollar. Way less.
Okay, for one penny.
That's pretty much what peso's equivalent to.
Which is why, you know, when Americans go down to Mexico,
they don't come back.
Exactly. They get killed and fucking robbed for all their money. Probably get a fucking hotel room for a fucking dollar down there.
So a peso is equivalent to 8 cents.
That's
great to know there, Chris. But schools will shut the fuck up. We don't need to learn anything. Oh, that's right. You're a college boy. You're getting a twist of but to learn.
What the hell is this? Police investigating homicide at Cosmo King's concert.
I don't know. How about the fact that I'm posted up saying sex without head is disrespectful?
Why are you posting that?
I did it. Fucking Danny Miller and Vinny Spaz, murderer, Reaper, fucking posted that shit.
Okay, then.
Why? I don't know, but...
Look at that. This story takes place in Denver. Go figure.
Everything happens in Denver.
See what happens, man? You give them legal weed, and more and more shit happens over there. A brutal assault.
Was it the joke guy again?
And I sure hope it ain't another fake story like whenever Daddy X got stabbed.
Yeah. Back to the island. Mwahaha.
Denver police said the victim was fighting with another person at the bar when he was punched and fell and hit his head. Witnesses told 7 News the man could not be revived after he was knocked out.
It's ice cold.
Oh, what? Oh, oh, oh. Oh,
oh,
oh.
Don't fuck around, dude.
Nobody was allowed into the concert because they were told somebody.
Man, the Baja man sucked back then. The fuck? But, yeah, once Devil Girl, you know, accepts my friend request. Then just maybe, just maybe.
Oh, and if you want to buy pictures off of Shelby, you can buy pictures off of her, though.
Wait, Elmo?
Yeah.
She's got a fucking new picture of herself? Shit.
No. Well, obviously not that yet, but,
keyword,
you know,
yet.
Like the damn pictures she takes, man, with the, you know, electrical tape and whatnot.
Yeah, but, you know, we already have those.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to, like, you know, 8x10 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, I think just for the hell of things will make her fucking day.
Like, whose day?
Shelby.
Why?
I'm letting her know there's 2 more fucking movies of The Hobbit coming out.
That's just what we need.
Well, you know, of course, The Hobbit's supposed to be, you know, it's the prequel to fucking Lord of the Rings.
Woo.
How the fuck can they make another movie off of a movie that was a prequel to something? That makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
It does make sense, fool.
Well, if something's like, okay, so basically saying if they made Saw 5 and they were making Saw 4 after that, the prequel of Saw 5, and they had Saw 1, 2, 3, 6 done, like, what the hell would they do? Saw 3.5?
Sure.
Saw 4.25. Saw 4.50. Saw 4.75. I mean, that just sounds stupid as fuck.
Dude, I completely stopped listening to you. What did you say?
Apparently he's pissed because of the fact, you know, the make feels like he can't figure out why, you know, why it is a fucking prequel or something like that.
I don't know, I heard something like 4 point something or other.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to answer. Okay, Chris, pretty much let's put it this way. It's a series that, which is a prequel to, you know, of course, to, you know, to Lord of the Rings. Pretty much, so, which means you have The Hobbit, which is, you know, the first one, and then, of course, then, of course, you get the third one, which is, you know, The Desolation of Smaug. Then, Fear, and back again, which, you know, would lead into The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, no, I got that, but I thought there was only going to be one movie, and that was a prequel to the whole series. That's what I was getting at.
No, because of the fact, you have to realize, The Hobbit is a series of three.
Well, you didn't know that.
Because of the, you know, that's also the same way that they did it with the book.
Well, I didn't really read the book, so I didn't know all that stuff, but now I do.
Yeah.
I was like this girl at a store, man, fucking asked me if I read the Watchmen. I was like, no.
What is reading?
That
would be my answer. Somebody asked me, did you read blah, blah, blah? I think, what the hell is reading?
Yeah, they probably end up stabbing you in the head.
Wow, did somebody really tattoo Game Over on their back?
What the fuck?
What?
That's what they said Chris would do.
No, I would not do that.
Or this big homie. But then again, big homie would probably try to fucking tattoo it himself.
And he probably even spell the word game. And like tattoo gay over on his back.
Yeah.
Says knowing how he is.
You know, I'm surprised I didn't do the whole look a butterfly thing and just leave Chris on his own during that entire interview.
That would have been really funny. What would you have done, Chris?
I have had one before where I told you alone.
And what was that?
The one with Creep?
Man, I was here for that one, motherfucker.
Yeah, heavenly.
No, you said you're doing this on your own. And I did do it on my own.
Not really.
Yeah. If you didn't notice, you know, I pretty much, you know, saved your ass during, you know, during most of the interview.
I thought I wanted to do it alone.
But no, Chris. What Gillis is, you know, trying to say is, what would you do if I said, look, a butterfly, and I just hung up and left you?
How would you save the interview, Chris?
Damn, yes.
Yes,
what, would you hang up too?
Harry's over, end show.
Yeah, and then you'd fuck up your entire connection with fucking Mission Effect and Jugatti and all them.
Yeah, right, dude. That wouldn't happen.
I don't know, man. You know, if he hung up on Jugatti, just left him on his own. I mean, you know, at least fucking Jugatti wasn't fucking dead killer. That dude was horrible.
Wasn't who?
Dead killer.
Yeah, this is when he had Mrs. Havoc with him.
Who the hell is Dead Killer?
Dead Killer's an artist out of fucking Illinois who is fucking retarded. Like,
man, hold on, man. I think I may know who that is. I don't know.
Like, the dude couldn't answer a single fucking question we asked him.
Does he have shitty music as well?
Yes. Yes, he does.
I think I know who that is, then.
And the funny thing was, I checked out the interview. I said, your host Havoc was your co-host, Mrs. Havoc.
What?
This is when Havoc was engaged, apparently.
Yes.
Engaged to what?
That's my question.
Her chick, you know, that one chick that keeps hitting up fucking DC about, you know, apparently wanting me back and all this crap.
You were engaged.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What? That's strange.
But anyways, back to the whole fucking. But seriously. Okay. We asked the most simplest question. How did he get his name? His response. I don't know.
It's a good answer. Good answer.
Who are your main influences? I don't know.
He has great answers.
Yeah.
I just try to interview like that.
If you could do a collab,
I don't know for everything.
If you could do a collab with any artist dead alive, who'd it be? I don't know. And then, of course, we asked him the Walmart question. He goes, I don't know.
Wow.
Did he say any other words besides, I don't know?
Man, it was like fucking pulling the teeth at the motherfucker because this was sort of like, you know, I'm trying to play one of his tracks and, you know, I was trying to get him to, you know, talk with the track before and introduce it. Man, it was like pulling teeth.
It's ridiculous.
And you set this interview up, right?
Actually, no. That would have to be Boone. That would have to be Boone 99 who set that one up.
Wow. The man that said he used to hate on people's music and tell them exactly what he thinks of shit, and he set up an interview with that guy?
Because he only said, I don't know. I think it makes sense.
It was an absolutely horrid interview.
Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense.
Well, gotta give us this Chris we're talking about, so this is that makes sense for us, that makes sense to him.
Okay then.
But yeah, this is why, you know, I stick to the whole fucking requirement now of any artists that want to get interviews up on here, they need at least 6 tracks and they need to be good.
They need to be good.
Because of the fact I never even heard this dude until that fucking show. I turned until that fucking night of the interview. I never heard his music before until then.
Well, yeah.
So now,
We need 6 tracks. You need to listen to it. If it sucks, you ain't getting on this show. Which is pretty much why the German Shepherd will never, ever, ever get any of you up on here ever.
It was interesting interview.
I like how he used the Chris Jericho ever.
That's because this motherfucker deserves a Chris Jericho ever. Dude can't sing, dude can't rap, and he sure as hell can't break dance.
So that dude would also deserve the, would you please shut the hell up as well.
Actually, no. That dude actually, you know, they want to be that, and be more of, would you please get put down?
Nice.
I mean, come on. Like, he put that ghetto, fucking ghetto sort of fucking breakdancing shit they did.
I wish I could find that again.
Hey, the fact that dude fucking, what, like, fell on his head and called it breakdancing?
But he doesn't seem to exist anymore.
You know
like
what?
Anywhere.
because we shut him down.
But I'm just saying, like, you don't just automatically disappear off the internet.
Well, he died.
Well, he had to go like full out, man, and delete everything.
Yeah. Like I said, maybe he died, which would be for the best.
Maybe.
Man, come on. I mean, how the fuck is that shit even bird dancing? What the fuck is that damn fucking Iraqi shit they had for a beat?
Iraqi beatboxing and breakdancing?
Terrorist!
That shit ain't right.
Oh, man. I don't even know about that whole fucking shit. All I know is, to this very day, he owes us a fucking diss track.
One day.
Fourth quarter and 7 years later.
I made the diss track.
Sure, Chris. But, man, I mean, come on. The fucking fact that he said, you know, he's going to put out a diss with us on YouTube. And yet, Ghetto and fucking Jay Killer fucking put out a diss before he did. And he died.
And he died.
And he died.
I mean, come on, Ghetto, think about it. Like, the minute that diss track got put out, he was gone.
I'm just saying, like, that diss song wasn't even all that great, but we killed that motherfucker.
Yeah, killed him off the internet.
See that, man? I fucking sucked that rap for this shit, man. There I am. Like, knock somebody off the internet for life.
Oh, man. I mean, again, you know, you gotta remember his only fan was him, was himself.
Yeah, like 25 times.
Man, for better, I thought it was like fucking 50 times.
What? However many profiles he had.
Yeah. On the simple fact, you know, his entire top friends was him. You go to his friends list, there's more of him.
So basically, he had 1,000 friends and they were all himself.
Yep.
Pretty much.
I wonder how fun those conversations were on Facebook. Hey, what's up? Why am I talking to myself?
Why am I trying to break dance when clearly I can't do it?
That shit was awesome.
That beat was fucking retarded as all hell.
classic.
Oh, man. I mean, okay. So, what was his name he did again? He, like, what, like, fell on his head and called it breakdancing?
No, man, he was rapping. And then he flipped over, and he landed on his back. And so, here I am breakdancing or something.
Wow.
Yeah. His breakdancing is as bad as his rapping.
Oh, and, man, his talking shit is even worse.
Yeah, he's probably dating that last girl or something, though.
Yeah, I'd be laughing if he was dating Laugh.
He's probably dating Dogface Bitch, the one that wanted to date both of you.
Man, what the hell is this, man? Fucking even when you're fucking a bitch, man, they find the need to have a camera and snap mirror pictures. Like, damn, baby, what the hell are you doing? No, I'm just taking a picture. What the fuck do you mean you're taking a picture?
That's okay. All I gotta say is, yo, that three fucking pussy looks good.
There you go. You can go fuck that alien.
Hey, I mean, come on, man. It's right then and there. It's a foursome. Without even needing a foursome.
But it's still awkward.
It is, but hey. Might as well go for it.
Who the fuck is sitting outside bumping, man? I just hear bass knocking.
Dialed up. But how about the fact, you know, earlier when I was drinking, I turned on the wobble song, and I started doing the fucking wobble.
Well, that's all right. I got you beat, man. I was getting me a drink this morning, and I was fandangling.
Wow. You two sound really gay right now. I can't believe that.
And oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure your fucking parents, your sister was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Man, ain't nobody around.
Ain't nobody get time to that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, get over. Well, but yeah, what would you do if someone walked in on you fucking fandangling?
They'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, don't worry about it.
No, I think I'd be like, I'm fandangling.
That's just too long.
It would be too long. It's just stupid to even do that.
It's just too fucking retarded to even do that. Well, this shit's gonna kick us off.
Yay!
I'm gonna download Fandango on WWE 13.